All right, let's dive in today. We're going to be looking at AI in healthcare.
Yeah.
Specifically, we have this research paper about a system that analyzes images of skin lesions
Right.
to look for potential melanoma. And it's really fascinating, I think, because it's not just about the tech itself,
Yeah.
but about how do we build trust in these systems, especially in healthcare,
Absolutely.
where
Yeah.
the stakes are so high. We'll be looking at conflicting expert opinions and just some of the really tricky ethical questions that AI development is raising.
Yeah, for sure. And especially the role of patience in all of this.
So let's jump right in. You want to tell us a little bit about the system that we're looking at today?
Yeah, so the system is called Explainable AI in Dermatology, or EXIDE for short.
Catchy.
And what's interesting is that it's still in its early design phase.
Okay.
So they're not trying to replace dermatologists with this,
Gotcha.
but rather provide them with explanations for what a deep learning network is doing.
Okay, so it's more like a second opinion kind of.
Yeah, like a second opinion from an AI.
From an AI. Okay, interesting. So when we talk about, trustworthy AI,
Right.
especially in healthcare, what do we actually mean?
Well, the European Commission actually has these guidelines on trustworthy AI,
Okay.
and they outline four key ethical principles,
Right.
which are respect for autonomy, preventing harm, fairness, and explicability.
So can you break those down for us just a little bit?
Yeah, so basically, it means that the AI should respect the choices of patients
Okay.
and avoid causing harm. Obviously, fairness, so treating everyone equitably, and explicability, meaning that the AI should be able to explain its reasoning.
So it's not just about spitting out a diagnosis.
Exactly. It's not just like, oh, this is melanoma. It's
Well,
like, this is melanoma because.
interesting. So how do you actually build an AI that meets all those criteria?
Oh. In this case, they took a really interesting approach, which is called co-design.
Okay.
And so they actually brought in 35 experts from a whole variety of fields.
Wow.
So philosophers, ethicists, doctors, lawyers.
It's a lot of perspectives.
Right. Yeah. And they all worked together to kind of think about what are the potential ethical, legal, and technical issues that could arise.
And they worked alongside the people designing the AI.
Right, exactly. So they used workshops and different scenario analysis to try and think about what could go wrong.
It sounds like having that mix of perspectives, outside of just a purely technical team is really important.
Absolutely. And in fact, the initial goal of XAID was simply to support dermatologists.
Okay.
But this co-design process brought up all sorts of interesting viewpoints that kind of forced them to reevaluate.
Oh, interesting. So it wasn't even initially conceived as something that would address all of these ethical questions.
Right. And one of the challenges they uncovered
Yeah.
was the problem of overdiagnosis in melanoma.
Okay. I'm not familiar with that term. Can you explain it?
Yeah, so overdiagnosis basically means finding a melanoma early when it might never actually cause any harm to the patient.
Oh, interesting. So it's something that's there but might not ever actually be a problem.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And this is a big issue in melanoma. There are estimates that a very significant proportion of melanomas that are diagnosed are actually overdiagnosed.
Wow. So this is kind of creating a dilemma then, because we know that early detection is important,
Right.
but you don't want to be treating something that doesn't need to be treated.
Absolutely. So the key is finding that balance between catching things early but not intervening unnecessarily.
That definitely sounds like a tough balancing act.
Yeah.
So, thinking about all the different perspectives, how did this co-design team approach gathering those insights?
So they really tried to think about all the different stakeholders involved. And let's start with the dermatologists.
Okay.
They really saw the value of having a tool like XAID to kind of reduce those unnecessary excisions.
It's almost like a safety net.
Yeah, like a safety net. But they were also really aware of the legal risks that
Yeah.
come with missing a melanoma.
Right, because if you miss it and it was treatable,
Exactly.
that's a big problem. Then you have the evidence-based medicine experts,
Right.
and what were their concerns?
So they were really concerned about the potential harms of overdiagnosis. And
Okay.
they said, look, we need more research to be sure that early detection of these melanomas actually leads to better outcomes for patients.
So it's that data-driven decision-making.
Exactly.
Okay. And then what about the population health folks? What was their perspective?
So their main concern was around equity and inclusion,
mm-hmm.
because this AI was primarily trained on images of lighter skin types.
Right.
So there was a concern that it might not be as accurate for people with darker skin tones.
Okay. And that's obviously a huge problem because you don't want to have a system that's exacerbating existing disparities.
Exactly. And then finally, they considered the patients themselves.
Yep.
So they really highlighted the importance of early detection.
Mm-hmm.
But they also said, look, we need clear explanations, easy to use interfaces, and we need to protect patients from potential emotional distress.
So really thinking about the whole patient experience.
Exactly. And empowering them with information and choice.
This reminds me a lot of the debates that we've seen around genetic testing,
yeah.
where you have these predictive diagnoses and it's like, do people really want to know?
That's a great point. And actually, one of the ethicists on the team made that exact comparison.
Interesting.
And talked about, you know, the shared challenges of communicating risk effectively and making sure that people understand the limitations of these predictive tools.
It's fascinating, isn't it? Where you have this one AI system.
Right.
And it's raising all of these questions that apply to so many other areas of healthcare.
It really shows how AI is pushing us to rethink traditional medical practices.
It's not just about the AI itself.
Right.
It's about how we diagnose, how we communicate with patients.
Absolutely. It's
yeah.
about the whole ecosystem.
And it's fascinating how, you know, you start with this very specific problem.
Yeah.
Of how do we identify potential melanomas?
Right.
And you end up with all of these much broader societal questions.
For sure.
So I think this is a good point for us to take a little break. Let our listener kind of digest everything that we've talked about.
Yeah.
And when we come back, we'll delve a little bit deeper into some of the ethical and societal implications of this.
Sounds good. So welcome back to our deep dive into trustworthy AI.
Yeah, it's interesting because we were talking about overdiagnosis before the break.
Yeah, yeah.
And how, you know, AI has the potential to really kind of accelerate that trend.
Yeah, and the evidence-based medicine experts mm-hmm. were really concerned about that and said, you know, sometimes finding a melanoma early doesn't actually lead to a better outcome for the patient.
Right. So then how do we define a successful diagnosis?
Yeah, it's a really good question.
If it's not just about, you know, identifying a disease.
Right, because you could be right, but
right.
if it never yeah. would have caused a problem, it's wow. almost like, was it really a success?
Yeah, it seems like AI could make that question even more complicated.
Absolutely, because it can analyze thousands of images.
Right.
And find these tiny little details that humans might miss.
Right, so it's going to find more things,
yeah.
whether they're actually a problem or not.
Exactly. And that's why they really stressed the need for, you know, ongoing evaluation of these systems
yep.
to make sure they're really improving patient care
yeah.
and not just leading to more diagnoses.
Right. And this makes me think about the doctor-patient relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how do you think AI might impact that dynamic?
Yeah. That was a really interesting part of the discussion.
Yeah.
Because there is a worry that AI could undermine that trust between doctor and patient.
Because then it feels like you're being diagnosed by a machine.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like it loses that human element.
But I guess there's also the flip side.
Right.
Where maybe it could free up doctors to actually spend more time with their patients.
Exactly. And really listen to their concerns and explain things in a way that's easy to understand.
Right. So it's not about replacing the doctor.
Right.
It's about giving them more time and resources to do the things that really matter.
Absolutely. And then there's the question of patient autonomy. You know, if an AI is making recommendations, does the patient still have the final say?
Right. Because that seems like a really fundamental.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And that's where those ethical principles come in.
Yeah.
Particularly respecting patient autonomy.
Right.
Patients always have the right to make their own decisions about their treatment.
Right. Even if it goes against what the AI suggests.
Exactly. And this is where, you know, making sure these AI systems are explainable is really important.
Right. So you can actually understand why it's making a particular recommendation.
Exactly. And those explanations need to be understandable not only to the doctor,
right.
but also to the patient.
That's a good point, because you could have a system that's transparent. But if a doctor can't communicate those insights to a patient,
right.
it doesn't really help.
Exactly. And this is where, you know, medical education needs to evolve as well to keep up with these advancements.
So it's not just about the technology.
Right. It's the whole ecosystem.
It's about how we train doctors.
Exactly.
How we communicate with patients.
And how we think about ethics.
Yeah, it really is like a societal shift that we're talking about here.
Absolutely.
And, you know, the researchers behind XAID seem to be taking this really seriously.
Yeah.
They're really trying to think through all of these implications.
They are, and it's encouraging to see that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm.
But What are some of the hurdles that we still need to overcome?
Well, one big one is making sure that these AI systems are generalizable.
Right.
You know, XAID was trained mainly on images of lighter skin types.
Right.
We need to make sure that it works well for everyone.
Otherwise, you're just exacerbating those existing disparities.
Exactly. And another hurdle is regulation.
Oh,
we
yeah.
need strong regulatory frameworks to make sure these systems are safe and effective.
So things like data privacy, informed consent.
Exactly.
All of that.
All of that needs to be carefully considered.
And it sounds like it's going to take collaboration.
Yeah.
Across a lot of different sectors.
Absolutely. You know, technologists, clinicians, regulators, ethicists, and of course, patients. Oh. It's a team effort.
Yeah.
And I think the co-design process that we've been talking about mm-hmm. is a really good model for how we might be able to approach this.
Yeah. Bringing in all those perspectives from the very beginning
right.
can help us anticipate problems, reduce risks, and make sure AI is used in a way that benefits everyone.
It all comes back to collaboration, transparency, and this commitment to those ethical principles that we were talking about.
Exactly. And remembering that AI isn't just about technological progress.
It's about people.
It's about a societal shift.
Yeah. Well said. So I think we should take another quick pause here.
Okay.
Let our listener absorb all of this.
Yeah.
And when we come back, we'll wrap up our deep dive with some final reflections on the future of AI in healthcare.
So we're back. And, you know, we've spent this deep dive looking at XAID.
Right.
This AI for analyzing skin lesions for melanoma.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really fascinating how one system can raise so many big questions.
Yeah, it really shows how important it is to be thoughtful about how we integrate AI into medicine.
Yeah, it's not just a plug and play kind of thing.
No, absolutely not.
We need to really make sure that it's aligned with our values.
Right.
Especially in healthcare where the stakes are so high.
Absolutely. And I think the co-design process
yeah.
that they use for XAID is a great example of how to do that.
Yeah, it seems like that was really key.
Yeah, bringing in all those different perspectives
right.
really helped to make sure they were thinking about all the potential issues.
Yeah, and it's a reminder that building trustworthy AI
right.
is not a solo mission.
Definitely not. It takes a village.
It does. It takes doctors, patients, engineers, ethicists, regulators.
Everybody.
Yeah, everyone needs to be involved.
And we need to remember that AI is constantly evolving.
Right.
So this is not a one-time fix.
That's an ongoing conversation.
Exactly. We need to be constantly evaluating and refining these systems
mm-hmm.
to make sure they're still doing what we want them to do.
And this is where I think, you know, as a society, we need to have some tough conversations.
Absolutely.
Are what role we want AI to play in healthcare.
What are the limits? You know, where do we draw the line?
Right. What are we comfortable with?
Exactly.
What are the risks?
And how do we balance the benefits with the risks?
Yeah. Because there's huge potential benefits.
Absolutely.
But we have to be mindful of the potential downsides as well.
For sure.
So I think this deep dive has been incredibly insightful.
Yeah. It's been a great discussion.
But I want to leave our listener with one final thought mm-hmm. to ponder.
Okay.
I'm intrigued.
You know, we've been talking about this AI as a tool for doctors.
Right.
But what if it was available directly to patients?
Interesting.
Imagine like an app on your phone that you could use to analyze images of your skin.
Yeah.
And it would tell you whether or not you need to see a dermatologist.
Wow, that raises a whole lot of new questions.
It does.
Yeah, like would that lead to more anxiety?
Yeah.
Would it overwhelm the healthcare system? Right, because then everyone's going to be running to the doctor.
Right. But on the flip side,
yeah.
could it empower patients?
Yeah.
And lead to earlier detection.
Right, because then you're not waiting
exactly
for something to get really bad before you go in.
It's a double-edged sword.
It is. So I think that's something for our listeners to think about.
Yeah.
You know, what are your hopes and concerns about the future of AI in healthcare?
What would you want to see?
Yeah, how can we shape it?
Yeah.
In a way that benefits everyone.
It's an important conversation to have.
It is. So keep asking questions. Keep exploring.
Keep learning.
And that's it for our deep dive today.
Thanks for having me.
It's been a pleasure. And to our listener, we'll see you next time.